Please welcome to our program the gentleman that has done so much for so many.
Yes, he has.
He brought the chamber plan to the people. And from Tanner Financial, Brett Tanner's here, people. Tanner Man. Hello, sir.
Morning.
Let me look at you. You had a good summer?
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been nice.
Hot, dry.
No, isn't it crazy? You just expect a nice day every day, and that's what we get.
Now, I know you golf occasionally.
I have been.
Yeah, have you played a lot?
More than most years. I mean, the weather's been accommodating.
Well, that's the thing is, I was trying to think. We had to cancel. Brett and I and Bill had planned to play, I think, last Wednesday. And that was one of the few days since the snow melted that I've had to reschedule a golf game.
The ironic part is I got 36 in that day.
No, you
what?
Did not.
I did.
You know, well, you know what? I remember that about middle of that day, it stopped raining.
Yeah.
Because we were like, it was in the morning, it looked like it was going to pour all day.
Well, it was pouring here.
It was pouring here.
I was playing an attorney the next day at Abbey. I didn't want to be terrible, so I wanted to get some practice in, and nobody was on the course. It was fantastic.
Good for you. How's your game?
Erratic as always.
That is the way to describe golf. It really is. Just, you know, it's too tentative. You know, you never know from day to day. Is it going to be there, or is it going to just be crappy?
The whole 36-hole thing just blows me away. Because when I get around 15 or 16, well, I've just about had enough of this. 14.
He would really like the thing to be over around 12.
Yeah, 12. The 12-hole golf course. It was coming, and I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit. And as I mentioned off the top of the show, when Brett comes in, it's always a bit of a grown-up conversation, considering that we spent the first 20 minutes talking about what phone number we should use for our new venture that included the word fart. So now that you've come in, it's to balance the program.
Perfect.
All right. So we could talk a little bit about the influence of technology on benefits, whether a small business should buy benefits online and what technology can do to help a small business. And so where are we at in terms of the industry and how it affects small business in terms of how technology plays a part in that?
Well, today there's a lot of new technologies available, and there's a lot of programs offering themselves out as disruptors to the industry. But the reality is most of the technology in place is already there. Most of what they're offering is already in place with most carriers. And, you know, one of the sort of things that's a big concern when you get to small and mid-sized companies is usage typically drives their costs, their premiums. So if...
Hold on a second. What are you saying? So when a company, like a smaller company, if you use it too much, your costs go up?
Yeah, I mean, the chamber works differently, but generally in the marketplace, a lot of these disruptors are promoting wellness. You know, we'll have a massage therapist come into your office and massage all your staff. Well, that's not free. And now all
and it
of
goes
a sudden,
against your benefits.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden your massage costs are up, so your usage is up and your premium's going to go up the following year. So it's kind of an unfair thing to do to small and mid-sized companies because they really, you know, they think it's a great idea until all of a sudden they get to the renewal and their bill's gone way up.
Can you also, just before you head off into the next part, when you say a disruptor, you're saying a lot of these companies are offering these fringe benefits or they're trying to entice you to go to their plan, but you have to remember all those enticements or disruptments.
Yeah, why the term disruptor?
Well, it's you know, we've seen it in so many industries today where somebody comes in with technology and they basically say, you know, we're a disruptor to the industry.
Okay.
So, you know, there's been a few that have started up in our industry, no different, and they call themselves disruptor. You know, they might have a slicker landing page or something like that. But at the end of the day, benefits are based on what you use, what you're covered for, and that will drive your premiums. So it's kind of, you know, the hype doesn't really match the reality.
Right, it's something for people to be aware of.
Absolutely. And, you know, like technology is a wonderful thing when it comes to benefits because it can really help an employee, it can help an employer if it's used correctly.
In what way?
Well, for example, for employees, it's very simple to manage their program now because, you know, the days are gone where they have to make a paper claim. They can take a picture of their of their claim. And I mean, the chamber, you can just submit it online right on the My Benefits app. With any carrier today, though, almost all of them have some sort of online submission for claims. Employees can look up how much they've used. So if they're at their physiotherapist getting, you know, some help with an ailment, they can figure out, you know, can I afford to book another visit because mm-hmm. I still have coverage. They can look at their list of providers. They can go to an online resource. Again, you know, referring to the chamber, they have a My Benefits resource where they can look up, you know, different doctors, different medications.
Well, we've been talking a lot about Best Doctors, which I had heard of, Best Doctors as an option in the chamber plan. You know, I'd heard about them for a while before we'd started doing, you know, before we were insured by the chamber plan, before we met you. And Best Doctors is one of those things that the chamber plan has that is something people should take advantage of.
Well, I have. In fact, I'm seeing one this week, as a matter of fact.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
what,
a great
for your
program.
Foot?
Hmm?
For your foot?
No. My hammer. Anyway.
I'm sorry? Well, you're going to have your hammer checked out? Brett Tanner's right here.
Oh, well, you asked. Okay. But it doesn't matter.
There we go, crossing the information highway again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right.
Brett. So, yeah, the thing about Best Doctors is, and we should just, again, if your carrier doesn't provide it, Chambers does, and it's a chance for whatever your symptoms or ailments to have the best doctor in your area to have a look at it, right, to give you a second opinion.
Yep, huge.
You know, some other things that are you know, the employers, for example, it's made administration of plans so much easier. Again, it used to be a very paper-based world. Today, you can go in, you can add, delete employees, you can update salaries, you can make employee address changes. Employees can go in and change their beneficiary at any time. You can access HR documents. So, for example, with the chamber plan, through our EAP program and our business assistance service, a small business can actually take a look for a suite of documents to find an HR piece that they might need because they've got somebody going on maternity and they're not sure how to handle it. There's also through Tandem a payroll integration system. So instead of entering a change in two places, typically today, if you have a change in somebody's pay or their payroll or whatever, you've got to enter it both on the benefit plan and on the payroll system. Same with if you're enrolling an employee or deleting an employee. Now you can enter it in one place, and it talks to both the benefit plan and your payroll provider.
So the part about technology and disruptors is a lesson that, you know, if somebody says, hey, we've got something shiny over here, you have to remember that there's a cost that goes with it, that it's not just going to be integrated. And as you say, the more you use those things, it's going to have an impact on your premiums.
Yeah, and it's not to say that it's not a good thing to sort of put more flexibility into benefit programs. Today, that's what people want to have. But, you know, there's ways to do it cost effectively without sort of blowing up your usage or your rates. So you can use things like healthcare spending accounts and so forth to give people the options to do top-ups and so on. But by sort of opening up the world to, if you made it fully open, for example, for a small to mid-sized company, you know, you see flex benefits in firms that have thousands of employees because they can absorb it over a number of people. But mm-hmm. when you have a smaller group, if you say, go use what you want to use, well, the guy who's got five kids is going to blow through all the dental. You know, mm-hmm. The young millennial is going to blow through all the paramed. And they'll spend in specifically the area they want to spend, which is great, as long as you're managing those costs according to what your budget is as the employer.
All the information available at the chamber. Phil, what is it?
I believe it's chamberplan.ca.
Chamberplan.ca.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or the Chamber Plan app.
The Chamber Plan app as well.
Mm-hmm. Very easy to navigate and very
Here's
convenient.
My question. After playing 36 holes, the next day did you play better or worse?
I was terrible on the front nine, minus one on the back.
So, what? So at the Abbey?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was like, you know, it's like my golf game, Jekyll and Hyde.
No, I know. I
minus
played there.
One on the back nine at Abbey.
Yeah, one under.
Well, no, our back nine, we because it was a shotgun, we played.
Oh, I see.
I think we started on 15.
So. Nice. I played there 2 days I played the Abbey, I think it was actually the day before we were supposed to play with you. I played there a couple days after the Canadian Open with a bunch of pros from our course and a few others, and we played the back tees. So they still had the pin set where the Sunday pins for the Open, and we played the golf course from the setup that the pros had played it from. That's a long golf course for an old man, I tell you. There were some par fours that are 470, 480, and it was tough.
It's long for me from the Blues.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Do they have the same thing there? Would they have whites for a guy like... Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And I bet you even the ladies' tees would be a decent course, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult course. For you.
Yeah.
There's also those kids' tees that a lot of people like.
Mm-hmm. Or there's the stay home.
Did you... There's the stay home tees.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's a whole pattern.
Yeah. Hey, did you happen to watch any of the PGA Championship?
Yeah, I have to admit.
This fellow Tiger Woods, you heard of him?
I have to admit, I got excited for your guy.
Thank you.
He was good down the stretch.
And, yeah, it was pretty cool.
He looked a little bit like the Tiger of old. So
8 birdies in the final round of a major. It was his lowest round in the lowest last round in a major ever, I think. And I think his score to par might be one of his lowest ever in a major. It was pretty cool.
It's what's interesting is it shows how far the game has gone, because as good as he was, it wasn't enough.
Nope.
And how many other guys were still also in contention where Tiger would have blown away that field 10 years ago, 15 years ago?
Well, you made the point, Fred, about when Tiger was in his prime. Again, you know, things always change generationally in sport. And Tiger played against some very good players. But what happened is because of Tiger, now the very good players are just another... they're different humans. They're just bigger. They're stronger. They hit it longer. Even Tiger was saying, I don't relate to how long Brooks Koepka hits a golf ball.
Well,
straight.
And when you look at that
league. And straight, exactly.
And you look at all the guys that have won majors over the past few years, any one of those tournaments, any one of those guys can emerge, right?
Yeah.
The field is so wide now,
Brad,
as far as contenders.
And what Brad just said, too, is it used to be the long guys couldn't keep it in the fairway. The guys like the John Daly era. It was traditionally the longest guys on tour, the top five in driving distance, never were the top guys in terms of scoring. But now they are. To a point where, Brooks Koepka, if he hits it straight, any week he hits it down the middle of any fairway, he will win. But what I loved about Tiger is what CBS loved about it is their year-over-year ratings increase was 66%. That means you've said this, all the people that would have never tuned in, your wife, the people in the bar, I was in Logan Airport trying to get home, all those people were glued to the television because of Tiger Woods in a way they would not even have bothered.
Well, I would like to see those numbers, even if they have those average minute audiences. Say by the 10th hole he had dropped out, to see that curve, right?
Yeah.
For audience and drop off, because that kid, what's his name, Koepka?
Brooks Koepka.
I mean, as great as he is, there's not a lot of flair or pizzazz there. There's not a lot of character, so people just tune away.
And you're a guy that follows sports to a degree, and he's won 2 majors this year, but if Tiger hadn't been playing on Sunday, you wouldn't have watched it.
No.
Koepka's won 3 of the last 6.
Yeah. He's only won 4 times.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing. He's Mr. Clutch.
Yeah.
If the British Open, it would be interesting to see the ratings there, because Tiger was in the hunt for a while.
Until 11.
Very early, and then... Once he fell apart.
Oh, yeah. I bet if you saw...
I wonder if it dropped.
Absolutely.
I bet you see... it would be fascinating just to watch, again, minute by minute, when he's in and he's out, what happens to the audience. Stands to reason, my wife, if he's in contention, she watches it like it's the greatest thing she's ever seen. She asked the question, is Tiger in it? Nope. She wouldn't even think about it. So.
Mine watched as well.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something to it.
Even girlfriend Rachel, she was sitting in the booth with me, and she knew I was pretty excited about Tiger because I kept talking about Tiger, and she was doing some work on her iPad, and I kept saying, look, Tiger just hit it 2 foot, look.
And when you look at the female audience phenomenon, considering what he did, what his troubles were, I mean, screwing around on his wife and all that stuff.
Sexual addiction.
You would almost think women would be... turned off by that, but it hasn't. That female audience, my mother-in-law, my wife, my sister, they're all still there.
Well, I try to tell myself my wife golfs. That's why she watches.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You never know.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, my friend, Brett Tanner, we're rescheduling our golf game. Now it turns out Fred, his foot is healing. So when did we set it up for the 29th or something? It's a couple of weeks.
I believe so, yeah.
By then, maybe it... Well, he's going to test it out next week.
Uh-huh. I just have so much torque there, eh?
Yeah, he honestly, if you see him in slow motion, he's up on both feet at impact. He rips it. His club head speed has been... Well, they had to find a new thing to clock it. It's 84 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite nice. So we'll go to our Konica Minolta swing hub, biz hub slow motion and look at Fred in.
You, Bill, Brett, like minus one on the back nine. I don't.
Oh, he'll be fine.
I don't really belong.
All right. Listen, good seeing you, sir.
Still end up 10 over.
Yeah. All right.
Very good, sir. Thank you for coming in, Brett Tanner.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
BT. Yep.
Good man.
Good man.